Democratic Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro from Connecticut and Senator Patty Murray from Washington have introduced legislation that would require employers to provide workers with 7 days of paid sick leave, as well as up to 14 additional days during a public health crisis. Around a quarter of American workers don't have paid sick leave. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The United States is one of a few industrialized nations to not have a national standard on paid sick leave. Congresswoman DeLauro says people who get sick shouldn't have to suffer financially as well.
27% of private sector workers do not have paid sick days and will go without pay if they cannot show up at work. So no one should face the impossible choice of caring for their health or keeping their paycheck or their job, especially when a sudden public health crisis occurs.
Congressman David Tron of Maryland says workers in the service industry are especially vulnerable to infectious diseases and to spreading them.
These are the jobs that are in retail, that are in restaurants, that are in hospitality, that are touching, every day, touching millions and millions of other people. So the exact folks who we want to be at home should be at home, and they need to get paid because they can't pay the mortgage otherwise, it's been clear. You know, we're sending them out to infect and spread the virus. And so it's absolutely essential that we help these folks at the low end of the economic ladder because, one, it's the right thing, but, two, it protects all of us.
The 51 co-sponsors are all Democrats. Republicans have opposed versions of paid sick leave bills in the past. But Congresswoman DeLauro says she's optimistic this time because protection against the virus should be a nonpartisan issue. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo and San Francisco Supervisor Dean Preston introduced measures locally to stop the evictions of tenants who are unable to pay rent as a consequence of the coronavirus outbreak. Mayor Liccardo announced a proposal for a 30-day eviction moratorium for tenants who show a substantial loss of income because their virus has affected their industry. Supervisor Preston announced on Twitter on Friday that he would also introduce legislation on Tuesday to stop evictions based on loss of income due to the outbreak.
There's a serious risk that folks who are either sick or who are following precautions that are recommended by the city could lose pay through their work, lose income, and be unable to pay their rent. And we want to make sure that it's bad enough that folks, have to endure this situation. We don't want them to also lose their housing.
He stressed that this measure is not just about people who get sick, but anyone who's affected by the outbreak.
It's important to understand this is not just about people who are actually sick with coronavirus. This is about the reality in the city right now is that the mayor and the Department of Public Health have issued declarations of state of emergency. They've also issued recommendations for certain behavior by folks out there to try to minimize the spread of coronavirus. And so those include urging folks who feel sick, whether it's coronavirus or anything, just urging folks who feel sick to stay at home.
Preston said the rent will not be waived because of the coronavirus, but he added that the landlords will simply not be able to evict tenants during the current state of emergency. Preston says he is working with his colleagues to look for ways to provide financial help to small property owners who might be substantially affected by the measure. For KPFA News, I'm Luana Muniz.